start with apology.
Someone asked a kasha last week, which is a nice, good kasha. I didn't realize it was a good kasha, actually. That is that we're always worried about over here, Shami Yechata, that a person might interfere with the fire. Someone asked last week, why are we not worried about interfering with the actual stirring? One of the person remembers who kasha was? Very good. Good kasha. So I must tell you, you have Siat Dishmaya, Mamish. Yeah, Mamish Siat Dishmaya. Say, well, I pulled that. I know, but I haven't told the whole story yet. You have to wait a minute. I told the whole story. I was pulling out a Gemara. I pulled out a Gemara somewhere. And I pulled out a piece of paper in that Gemara. On that Gemara was written, Hilchos Chazor, Kasha from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I looked there, I thought, okay, that's a Kasha. What's the Kasha? So this Kasha that you asked, Rabbi Akiva Eiger actually asked, Rabbi Akiva Eiger asked, why are we not Choshish that a person remagus a pot? That means, it's all very nice, you put a blech on, so you stop interfering with the fire. So you won't do Bishel now, because you stop interfering with the fire, can't turn the flame up, and you're not going to, what do you call it, you're not going to be Havori, not turn the flame up higher, you're going to Havora. Why happened to Hagosa though? Why are you not worried about stirring the pot? So it's very problematic what the answer is. I don't look at all the answers, but the Chaira, what the answer is, I think Rabbi Akiva says this himself, I don't really understand it, I must say, I'm not sure if I understand it. He says that Hagosa, stirring, is a problem when you start cooking. I'm not much of an expert in cooking, but it seems that the problem of stirring is when you start. Once the food is already cooking, there's not much chashash of Hagosa. So he says, Chazal wouldn't have been Goyzer, Hagosa, once the food's really cooked. Because you put it on before Shabbos, yeah? So you've already done it beforehand. So I do apologize for... I didn't mach a vek. I never mach a vek a kashra. I never. But I should give you more. So, okay, Eger asked a kashra. I should really have to start up for you. Shouldn't I? Good kashra. Let's go ahead. Okay, let's just go with what we said last time. Last time we spoke about Rein Shtei Halachos. We spoke about the conditions you need. And we spoke about what happens if someone takes off a pot by mistake. Yeah, that's what we spoke about last time. Yeah, someone by mistake takes the wrong pot off the flame. That means it's, well, he goes on to take the soup pot off the flame, and by mistake he takes the chollen pot off. Right? So basically what we said last week was very simple. There's really five conditions you need for chazara. Number one is it must be fully cooked. The food. You can't put a food back if it's not fully cooked. Number two is the food must still be hot. Must be warm enough that you would still serve it in its heat. You're happy with the heat. Number two. Number three is there must be a blech on. Those three conditions we said are imperative. Then there's another two conditions. One is data lachzira. When a person takes off, he should have in mind to put it back on. Or we said it really means you mustn't have in mind not to put it back on. That was condition number four. And condition number five was it must be oida biyoda. You must still hold it. So we spoke out last week, it's very important for today's shiur, very important. We spoke out that if you're missing condition four or five, that means either one, that means you've got all the four conditions, but you're missing, let's say, condition number four. So you've got one, two, three, and five. So you've got group, it's a mushroom called sorkoi, it's hot, it's ketuma, and let's say you've got data lag zero, but you haven't got oida biyodoi. I mean, you took it off the flame, your pot of soup, and you think to yourself, I'm going to put it back on, I'm going to have in mind to put it back on again. You come to the table, you want to do your shoelace up, so you put it down on the table like this, you've lost oida biyodoi. You haven't got oida biyodoi, you're missing one condition. We said in that case there, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, you're allowed to put it back. When Mokum Tsoirach, the person's got necessity, very easy, and the person's got necessity to keep it hot, one's allowed to put it back on the flame. Pick it up, put it back on again when you finish serving. Huadin, if you got three conditions again, and this time you took it off with intention, let's say, to leave it off. You think that you're not going to put it back on again. So you come in to the thing, your wife comes, you come in, and you're holding it all the time, and your wife says, you know what, Moshe, I think it's a good idea, we keep it hot, maybe once or more afterwards. So you didn't have data lag zero, but you had oida biyodoi, plus the other three. So we said there that you're allowed to be makel. That's what we said last time, yeah? So far, so good? So what a recap. And then, yeah, so the chayra, we said last time, that someone takes the wrong pot off the flame, the chayra, he's got the chesaron, maybe it's not data lag zero. Because he takes it off thinking he's not putting it back on again. So you're missing one condition, so for the Eved, you're allowed to put it back in again, and many say it's even better than that, it could even be called not dad, like it's the toll, it's the mistake. So we said many poskim hold one's allowed to put it back without a problem. So far, so good. Right. Now today is a little bit more complicated. It's not really complicated, but it's a little bit more questionable over here.
After doing shoelace, does he have to hold it again, or will...
I mean, once you let go of it, let go of it. I must tell you a quick, interesting shy, someone told me this week, I'll tell you, Yidin Baruch Hashem, I'll tell you the Meridik.
But how did you tie the shoelace?
You tied it.
And then you have to wash your hands after that?
You have to wash your hands. You can wash your hands first, Moshe. You wash your hands first. So someone asked me a Gvali Shai. I'll tell you what he said to me. He said he was invited down there to Stroll, Yerushalayim, to someone to eat on Friday night. Baruch Hashem Yidin, I said, Moedig. So he was invited that Friday night. He said he's going to do a nice thing. He's going to make a nice hot kegel to bring them. So he puts it on his fire, the blech, piping hot, mummy's beautiful. He takes it off. He says, right, I'm going to have in mind to put it on their blech when I get there. He puts it out, puts it in the buggy, and he wheels it in the buggy to his friend's house. He gets to his friend's house, and he thinks, oh, one minute, is that called going to be yodri? I didn't hold it. It was in the buggy.
That's enough.
Yeah. Now, I thought you might have. I've got to be careful with you, but I'm just saying, it's not so poshut because you've got one condition. This thing that you can be making is the Esav Tzorich, yeah? It's not that heavy. You miss one condition, you can just put it back on again. There has to be a bit of a Tzorich for it. So I'm sure it was a nice kegel. I'm not disputing that, but the Maaseh, is there enough of a necessity? Yeah, it could be. Or is it still called Oda B'Yodli? He's transporting it the whole time. It's a very interesting question, this, actually. Yeah? I'm not sure what the answer is, but the Maaseh is an interesting question.
It's Yodlish. What's the problem?
What?
It's Yodlish.
It's yobish, my friend, but you still need oida b'yodri for chazor to put something back. You have to be holding it in your hand all the time. Oh, so you come with eight already, yeah, that's true. Yeah, we'll come to that as well. Yeah, there are ways to get around this problem. Let's say in a case where you're missing the conditions, there are still ways to get around them. He wants to put it on the actual blech itself. He wants this to be piping hot, so he wants to put it on the blech itself. That's what I wanted to do. Yeah? Okay.
Taking off
is no problem, actually. Always putting on is the problem. Taking off, you can always take off.
You have to take it off
with
the
shower,
something
happens. With your hands, take it off. Put it off.
You just put
your
hands a bit
burnt. Right, and careful, don't do it with the oven glass, don't do it with your hands. Alright, now, what's happening now is very interesting. So, what's today's year? Now, I'll tell you what this all time. Someone told me this happened actually 2 weeks ago. Speed got a muzzle. What happened was, the order right, he has everything on his hot plate. Piping hot. Sorry, let's change it. Let's put it on a blech for the time being. Yeah, let's see, he's got something on a blech. Food on a blech. And Shabbos comes in, everything's perfect. He goes to shul. He comes back. He looks there, it's a bit cold in the room here. He looks under the blech, the fire's gone out. No fire on. For some reason, a gust of wind must have come. It was on a low flame. And a gust of wind came and blew the flame out. Who are in on a hot plate? This could be, yeah, you can have this on a hot plate. Someone's got something on a hot plate. And for some reason, the fuse, or whatever it is. This person told me, actually, he had a problem with his feeder. The electricity that came into his house was apparently, for some reason, the problem before Shabbos. Everything got disconnected. The electricity board would have come around and fixed everything, but he wants to know, when everything gets fixed, can you put this on? Let's talk about chicken soup. You've got chicken soup on your blech, for example. Let's talk about it. Make it one case, make it simple. You've got chicken soup on your blech with a fire on before Shabbos came in. Yeah, half an hour after Shabbos comes in, your wife looks at the blech, the fire's out. It's gone out.
How long is it now?
Oh, 1 minute. Can you put it now onto another blech? Unless you've got another hot plate burning or another cooker which with got a blech on. Can you transfer it from one blech to another blech? We've got another flame burning on there. Can you move it on from one to the other? So on this, Rav Shlomo Zalman and others tie in that this is not any chesaron at all. There's no data. There was no data to take it off. Yeah, and therefore they hold that everything's okay. Nothing's gone wrong. It's key to still owe to be odd because you still haven't had in mind to take off. You didn't do a mice of taking off. It's still in the same place. You could actually move it onto another blech. You go to your neighbor if you want. You want ale with your neighbor. You could take it to your neighbor and put it on their blech without a problem. No, on that they say though that has to be that the food has still got a warmth to it. If the food has not got a warmth to it, it's cold, it's interesting what they said it to actually, I've just spoken about this clearly, that is an interesting halacha, also very clear. Someone takes his pot off the flame and he puts it on the floor. Hinicha gabe karka. That is a siluk, that is a major siluk, that's a major distance from normal chazorah, that is the end of the story. Could even be oida b'yoda doesn't help when you're holding on the ground. The ground is a major player. People don't put pots on the food on the floor and then put it back on the flame. It's not normal. Someone puts a pot on the flame, that is the end of going back on the flame normally. Most people put pots on the floor, normally they do not intend to put it back on the flame, and therefore that's the end of the story. So, l'chayr, the shayla over here is, when the flame goes out, what's it like? So most pots can take on, it's no problem at all. It's Keeley. You didn't do it. You had no dars from the Salik at all. You didn't do an action of Siluk. And as long as it's still warm, then you could put it back. If it's lost its heat, then you've got a problem with Bishl, maybe, yeah? So to put it back on again, you can't put it back on. Even a Dover Yobish, you can't put on for the first time. You can't put on a cold Dover Yobish mummies onto a black and Shabbos. So if it's cold down, you've got a problem. As long as it's warm, still got a warmth to it, then that is okay. Okay, so that's scenario number one, a very common scenario. You've got your food on the flame. The flame's gone out, or the electricity's cut off, and you now want to move this pot onto another flame or to your neighbor's house with a blech. So we're saying that as long as it's still warm, it's got a warmth to it, Dover Yovish or Dover Lach, then you're allowed to put it back. Rabbi Yashiv actually holds that the Meister, if the Kira has gone cold, that means that area, the hot plate, whatever, is cold, then it's like a Kalka. And therefore you're finished. End of the story. What? Could be the same thing. If you leave it on the table, maybe also you have to know. Yeah, I don't know why it should be worse, you have to know. Maybe it is. Maybe your table's got the same thing according to him. What? No, you put it on for the first time. That's also interesting, actually. There's nothing wrong, I forgot to mention this, to put a blech on Shabbos. If someone realizes, let's say someone takes, got chicken soup on a fire, he's got no blech on. How come he's got no blech on, Rabbi Yosef? What's the answer? It's all fully cooked. He's got no blech, no problem with shahir. Then he thinks to himself, you know, I want to take it off, but the thing is, I want to serve it afterwards again. I want to do chazara. No. So can I put the blech on now on Shabbos? You can take it off. So taking it off, Moshe's never a problem. It's always putting on is a problem. Taking off is never a problem. So he wants to take it off. What?
What would be the shahir putting it on?
Oh, so the shahir is, can you put a blech on a Shabbos? He's asking, what's the problem? This Rabbi Kinnig doesn't ask. This reason for that is because there could be a shahir of mavi. If it gets red hot, the blech, then you're over an Issa Dereisa of Mavi. So it depends. If it's a low flame, normally the blech doesn't get red hot, but you have to be careful. If it's a high flame and the blech can get red hot, then you're going to have a problem of Mavi. But otherwise, it should not be a problem putting a blech on Shabbos. Yeah. Okay?
But
he has never
had a minute to put it
down
before
Shabbos. What, the blech?
Yeah.
That's no problem. It's quite right. That's what I wanted to point out. You don't need to have a blech. It does not need to be on for Shabbos. You can even put a blech on Shabbos. As long as when you take the food off, you have in mind to put a blech on before you put it back on again, that's good enough. Then all the other conditions. That's case number one. Case number two is you got a kadeira that's on a flame without a blech. No blech on. Or a hot plate with no blech on. And the electric went on, it comes back on later. This comes back on later by itself. So what's happened, yeah? Like a hot plate, for example, it went off. In my case, I spoke to you before, the fire went off, and it's coming on later. Yeah? The electricity's failed, there's a fuse, but the electricity board is coming to fix it, and the mice is going to go on again later. Again, many possible holders, very similar over here, and Shulman Zalman says, again here, same rule, as long as the food is still hot, you haven't done a mice siluk, and therefore there's no problem. Yeah, but the Meister, the terrorist is, even if the pot, get, even if the area gets cold, the Shulman Zalman says, that's not a problem.
You
have to take it off. Others say you have to take it off. Because now, when it gets back on again, you're doing a new Maaseh Chazorah. A new Maaseh Chazorah is being done. You are not doing it, but a new Maaseh Chazorah is being done. It's in your Rishus. It's your pot which is being done. It's your pot that's being heated up. I think Rabbi Yashiv holds Taka, you'll take it off, Taka.
So why didn't you have to go to put it off
for you? Oh, you could ask a Goy mate to put it on. But the Maaseh, you could ask maybe a Goy to put it on, but you can't put it on, you have to take it off as far as Rabbi Yashiv. Maaseh, most possible hold that that's not a problem, and one may leave on. So again, the advice of these two cases are very simple. Case number one was, the fire went out of your underneath your flame, and you want to put it on to another flame. Yeah, which is Guru Ketubah. So as long as it's hot, it's good. Hu Adin, we're saying, very similar. If the electricity went off over here, it's got no blech on. This case is a bit worse, it's got no blech on at all, and you're leaving it on this thing, but you expect it to come back on later again, because the electricity board is going to fix this hot plate, it's going to come back on again. Since you're not doing anything, not taking anything off, you're just leaving it as it is, Rishlema Zalman and many others hold that's okay. That's case number two. Case number three is interesting. This also happens. On Erev Shabbos, the person is organizing himself. So he's got everything on the cooker, everything is boiling away, so he wants to put the blech on. So he takes his chicken soup off, he puts it on the worktop for a few minutes, in mind to put it back on again. He puts the blech on, everything back on, puts the meat back on, and the phone goes. He goes and takes the phone. He's left his soup on the worktop. Forgotten about it. Now, he comes into Shabbos, and he realizes that he's got his soup on the worktop. Can he put that soup back on again? Now this is a bit worse here in this case. This is you're doing a Maisa Chazor over here, yeah? You're doing a Maisa now Chazor over here. This is the third case. Alright, was that to allow zero, that's true. But the shaila is a worktop like, this is a big shaila, is a worktop like the ground? Is it a siluk? What? Oh, and the side, if you take, let's say a blech, I can understand very well, a blech, if you move a food slightly off the blech and you serve from there, I understand many people will serve like that and then put it back on the flame again. Most people, when they take a pot off the fire and put it on a worktop, it's very likely you're not going to put it back on again. So it's like a siluk.
No, it's just on the floor.
Well, you're holding it still. There you're holding it. That makes it still continues. It's a shmacha taking off, but that proves to us the fact that you're holding it proves that you haven't finished your maisa. If what? And you leave it on the worktop by itself. You haven't got dialogue series. You have to know. Yes, Lodden. So many possibly hold that worktop's better than the ground. But the shine over here is this, that's the shine over here. Where is the worktop fit into?
Nowadays, you don't put pots on the ground. You put them on the worktop to be finished with your utensils.
It's true. Many people put it on the worktop. I think a lot of people put things on the worktop. They serve, and then they put it back on again. I asked him Rolf today. Why Rolf told me it depends. Didn't you? I asked him today. He said to me, he thinks it depends where on the worktop it is. If it's very near the fire, then it started to put it back on again. If it's further away, quite far away, let's spoil this actually, if it's further away, quite far away from the fire, then that's a siluk. The person doesn't normally do that. The answer is, we're trying to make all this over here, that it's a hemshuk. You're carrying on one mice bishul from what you've done beforehand. That's true, it could be, it depends on you. It might depend on you, it's true. But you have to know, what will the onlooker think when he sees what you're doing over here? You've got your pot, this is your fire over here, and you take the pot and you put it down there over there. Most people think that's the end of the story. He doesn't intend to put it back in. That could be like karaka. If a person puts it very nearby, it's very likely he wants to serve, and it could be he wants to put it on afterwards. Possible. It's a bit like this. In the Hilchos Shabbos, what's it called? The English one. What's it called? Here. The kitchen, Shabbos kitchen. He's make, Taka. He says, even if you put it down, the Maisa, he says there, it was taken off the worktop, they left on the worktop, when a person left his food, took his food off, what's the case again? He took his food off the fire before Shabbos, he left on a worktop, he arranged his blech, he arranged all his pots on the blech, and he forgot to put the soup back on again. He left it off, he comes to Shabbos, and he realizes he's got a pot still on the worktop. He's forgot to put it back on. It's still hot. Again, all these things are talking about put again. I'll stress again, it's mabushra called sorokoi, must be. It's still warm enough that you get a heat out of it, and there's a blech on. In those cases, he is makel. Not everyone agrees with this in this case, but the maestro, he is makel in that case, where he said tsoyrach, maybe tsoyrach, that one will be allowed to put it on. Others disagree in that case. If it's on the worktop, and it's been off for a bit of time, that's like a proper siluk, and therefore you can't put it back on again. Even though you have dafla zero, yeah?
Well, my
that doesn't say
that because
it's not
included in
the
Shabbos. You took it up before Shabbos, so before Shabbos, there's no condition. There's no condition
before Shabbos. Yeah, here. Who says first of all? Who says that's true? Who says Dad Lachzir only on Shabbos? Mm-hmm. Who says? I hear what you're saying, but maybe not. Maybe Dad Lachzir always. Whenever you do Chazorah, you always need Dad Lachzir. Wherever it is, even on Erev Shabbos, it still needs the same conditions.
But
it wasn't Masir Daz.
Of course it was. The fact that he forgot.
But it's not Masir Daz. He didn't realize he forgot. It's like a toss. It's a mistake. It's like an onus. He's forgotten. He didn't realize what he's doing.
His mind disconnected.
It means he's not aware that it's there. He's not had positive doubt not to put it back on again. If I cared, he wants to put it back on again. The only question is that God din mamish now like maybe a bit of a proper siluk because it's away from there, it's been off and everything. That's a bit of a shaila. Let's just recap what we said, Rabbi Yisai. Case number one is the maaser, the fire's gone out underneath the what do you call it, yeah? The fire went out.
A goy,
the plugging on is more problematic, but ask a goy to put the food back on is often very motor very often in many cases, yeah? So you need that. So no, let's just make a recap, Rabbi, so what we're saying. You're asking too many kashas, Moishi. Yeah, you go. It's good, Moishi. So case number one was, again, let's just go through this again. The case number one was the fire under the pot went out. So it's on Shabbos, the fire went out. Yeah, and you want to move it now on Shabbos to next door neighbours or whatever, or to another place in your house where it's hot. So the mice of many possum hole, that's okay. Many possum hole, that's okay, because that's not a concern at all. Case number two was a kadera that's on a place where there's no groove of ketubah. You've got no blech on, mosh, a hot plate. You've got your pot on the hot plate. Then the hot plate switches off. It's going to come on again later. You're not doing anything. It's all going to come on by itself. There again, many possum are making in that case. It comes on. Down? Well, no, it has to be still hot. It has to be still warm. If it's cooled down, you've lost it. Then it's called a new Meissa. That's awesome. And case number three now is where you took it off, you left it on the worktop because you wanted to put it back on again. You had a man to put it back on. You took it off, left it on a worktop, and you only realized on Shabbos that it's off. If it's still hot, some poskim hold you may put it back, and others say it depends. Not so posh in that case. That case is a bit worse. It's mummish off. That you can't do. Okay, everybody, sorry.